Folks, we are back on Tell the Band to Go Home, and always glad to tell you when this guy's coming back to town. One of my favorite singer-songwriter performers. His albums, I don't know, some of them have been really fantastic, and some of them have not quite hit the mark. His new one is pretty darn good, and I'm looking forward to finally getting my hands on a copy of it. I downloaded it from eMusic, which is perfectly legal. You can go check it out. But, you know, I love to have the CD, and it hasn't been released in Canada yet, which is weird because his past few have. He was on True North for his last record, Deep Blue, but and Jericho Beach before that. So he's been bouncing around a little. I'm wondering if somebody will step up and put the new one out. It's called Vegas. The man's name is Martin Joseph. And if you've ever seen him live, you know what I'm talking about. The guy is absolutely brilliant. He is playing on Thursday night, the 31st, at the West End Cultural Center. The guy is just, he's powerful, he's passionate, he's moving, he's funny, he's intelligent. He's just all around wonderful. Everything you could want from a singer-songwriter live is what you're going to get Thursday night, West End Cultural Center, when you go see Martin Joseph. $17 for a ticket, and I guarantee you it'll be worth every penny of that. I've never once been disappointed in a Martin Joseph show, and he's brought me to tears. He's made me laugh. He's made me think. He's just a great guy. We're going to talk to him. Well, actually, we did talk to him. It's been a few years, hard to believe, but way back in 2004, we talked to him on the phone, and a few times before that, but since I'm away this week, I can't talk to him live, so we're going to listen back to that show from February of 2004 when the T-Bar and I had a talk with Martin Joseph. But first, before that, let's listen to some of his great songs, because the guy, you know, he has so many great ones, some great covers that we're going to hear, and some of his great original stuff. We'll kick it off with sort of his theme song from his hometown of Cardiff Bay. This is Mr. Martin Joseph on Tell the Band to Go Home.
My son and his tear-stained face at a Sunday school. As chapel hymns began to fade away, I left his mother with the other as we drove across our town, going to the place where the seagulls and the cranes play. On a Sunday over Cardiff, this is one day of our lives. And on this Sunday over Cardiff Bay, don't you know that I love you? Street made you smile. You waved at us both, so we both waved back. And down on through Butte Street to the mud of the low tide. They tear the old things down, my son, but something stayed the same. On a Sunday over Cardiff, this is one day of our lives. And on this Sunday over Cardiff Bay, don't you know that I love you? Think of me on a
the Sunday over Cardiff Bay. This is one day of our lives. And on this Sunday over Cardiff Bay, don't you know that I love you? On this Sunday over Cardiff Bay, this is one day of our lives. Sunday over Cardiff Bay, don't you know that I love you? Hope that's all
with him and all his glory. What would you ask if you had just one question? Yeah, yeah, God is great. Yeah, yeah, God is good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What if God just a slob like one of us, just a stranger on a bus trying to make his way home? And if God had a face, what would it look like? Would you want to say it then? If seeing meant that you would have to believe in things like heaven and in Jesus, the saints, and all of the prophets, yeah, yeah. God is great. Back to heaven on earth.
just like some holy rolling stone. No one calling on a mobile phone, except for the Pope, maybe. Greatest socialist ever seen, on a silent night, a holy night. What if, despite all the crap, what if God was one of us?
Here they come, international loan sharks backed by the gun. Market-hungry military profiteers, whose words are a swamp and whose brow is smeared with the blood of the poor. Who rob life of its quality and render rage a necessity, by turning countries into labor camps, modern slavers and draggers, champions of freedom. Sinister, cynical instrument who makes the gun into a sacrament. The only response to the deification of tyranny by so-called developed nations, idolatry of ideology. North, south, east, west, you kill the best and you buy the rest. It's just spend a buck to make a buck. You don't really give a flying fuck about the people in misery. IMF, dirty IMF, takes away everything it can get. Always making certain that there's one thing left. Keep them on the hook with insupportable debts. See the paid off local bottom feeders passing themselves off as leaders. Just kiss the ladies, shake hands with the fellas, open for business like a cheap bordello, and they call it democracy. And they call it democracy. See the loaded eyes of the children too, trying to make the best of things the way kids do. One day you're gonna rise from your habitual feast, find yourself staring down the throat of the beast they call a revolution. It's a glorious, peaceful revolution. IMF, dirty IMF, takes away everything it can get. Always making certain that there's one thing left. Keep them on the hook with insupportable debt. And they call it democracy. And we call it democracy. And they call us democracy.
Infant slaughter, Senate hearings, leather folders, absent weapons, brittle soldiers. How did we end up here?
the chief of hearts and mind. Mortaries, we draw the blind. Shaft the poor steel by stealth, least Judas went and hung himself. How did we end? With Jesus wearing battle dress, chain him up and make him crawl. God bangs his head against the wall. Salute the troops with grave concern. Body bags we never learn. Why interrogate the soul? Dr. Strangelove's in control. Woe to us, woe to you, and think of all the revenue. Did we end up? Hunting fish and chopping logs, breeding mad saliva dogs. Planted questions from the floor, it's easy to defile the law. How did we end up here? Rigged elections, weapons blessed. Even Satan's quite impressed. Palaces and marble halls, every single empire falls. Did we end up here? We make the enemy confess. Jesus wearing the battle dress, and we chain him up and we make him crawl. God bangs his head against the wall. Salute troops with grave concern. Body bags we never learn. Why interrogate the soul? That the strange love's in control. Woe to you, but think of all the revenue. Did we end up here? Jesus wearing battle dress, we chain him up, we make him crawl. God bangs his head against the wall. Salute the troops with grave concern. Body bags we never learn. Why interrogate the soul? Dr. Strangelove's in control. Ah, woe to us, woe to you, but think of all the oil revenue. How did we end up here? And stone, the things that we have carried here. Freedom needs a volunteer.
beautiful. We can be beautiful. Seldom see a fallen sky. We dig in the rubble deep to find a survivor. If love ever kissed you, if your face ever cried, well maybe then my hope is justified. The things that we have carried here, one day they will disappear. Skin and bone, death and stone. The things that we have carried here, freedom needs a volunteer. We're beautiful, we can be beautiful.
He has so many songs I could go on for hours, but I guess 1 hour will have to do. There's something from Martin Joseph from his latest album, Vegas. That one is called Things That We Have Carried Here, and a fine song at that. Before that, we heard something called How Did We End Up Here from his album before that called Deep Blue. We heard his great cover of Bruce Coburn's Call It Democracy from his covers record before that, and something recorded live. I remember the first time I saw him live at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. I believe he did that song and just blew me away. It's called One of Us. You may remember it done by Joan Osborne years ago, but that's from Martin's live record, Don't Talk About Love. And we started it off with Cardiff Bay, and hopefully he'll have some copies of Thunder and Rainbows, the best of Martin Joseph, for you to pick up on Thursday night when he comes to the West End Cultural Center. Now, if those tunes don't get you primed up for that concert, well, listening to the man talk, well, he is one of the most engaging interviews I've ever done. I've interviewed him about 3 or 4 times, and I tell you, I could talk to him every week and never run out of stuff to talk about. The guy's fantastic. We talked to him in 2004, and we're going to listen back to that interview after a short break. Stay tuned for more of Tell the Band to Go Home 101.5.